Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, people, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 20th day of October, 2017. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And got a mix of rain and snow coming down, and it's going to turn to snow tomorrow for sure. Oh, man, okay, it's here. There's no getting around it. It's here. Anyway, we have a lot of good articles here. There was a, I can't think of the name, and I meant to bring it up here with me, video we've got up at the top of From the Trenches. I'm going to have Laura bring that up to me while we're doing the break here. And I want to discuss that a little bit before we went into the articles. But the first article, no hurricane aid if you boycott Israel, says Texas City. Really? And I think we are going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively to SafeRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. The name of that article I mentioned there at the beginning of the broadcast is Eyewitness Report of Shooting at the Tropicana and NYNY. Yeah, that's New York, the casinos there right beside the MGM casino that was shot up there in Las Vegas. And I listened to the entire video and... Man, this guy, he's telling the truth. I mean, there's more than one witness account of these things that occurred. I mean, there were shootings in these other casinos. This was like a street attack. This guy was running from place to place trying to keep from getting shot. I mean, they were just shooting people down in the goddamn streets, it sounds to me like. And what do we see on our mainstream news? Oh, my goodness, they're just a... You know, the soldier that was killed over in Niger, this little thing about Trump's call to the mother and stuff and the crazy lady in the cowboy hat, the psycho freak clown in the cowboy hat. And, oh, man, this is just what we're concerned about. But I did see today, you know, they're bringing out Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, that communist back there that got us into World War II, the communist that handed all of our nuclear secrets over to the goddamn Russians. And talking about how he brought the country together, and then showing Kim Jong-un and the war, and they're going to be able to hit us with a nuke within months. I'm telling you, people, this is, I mean, they're caught red-handed here. That's 58 Americans. That is a massacre. It's like the Boston Massacre on steroids. They've been busted, and they can't answer this shit. I'm glad this kid got this out, and I'm glad that we have it stuck to the top of the site. We've made copies of it. I think everybody should, because this ain't going away. And you think they won't take us into a war to get because they're busted red-handed? This is red-handed. How are they going to explain this? If you watch his video, you know what I mean. You can look at this young man and you can tell he's not lying one damn bit. He's not embellishing anything. He tells about pissing his own pants. And, you know, that's just the truth. And at the end of it, he talks about how the truth is so necessary or you can't be free. And he's absolutely correct. And this is another one of the millennials everybody likes to put down. This young man, I mean, has his act together, and there should be, I mean, I don't know. Should it be that, I mean, blanketing, like the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, people sending in this video, how come this isn't being addressed? I mean, you do not hear a word about it. At any rate, on to the first article. No hurricane aid if you boycott Israel, says Texas City. This is from Electric Intifada, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And I wanted to jump because we just checked them out before we came over here and got a cool flag from Galen and from Hawaii. And it's pictures up on the site. But also we got a donation, a $20 donation from Secret Squirrel. I just wanted to let Secret Squirrel know we got it. It's the only way it was addressed to me, and the return address was me. So thank you, Secret Squirrel. We appreciate it. Anyway, this is, like I said, a city in Texas is requiring residents to verify that they do not boycott Israel in order to receive aid to rebuild from the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. Who does this goddamn country belong to, people? Who is in control here? Now, our Bill of Rights says that we are a separate sovereign, each and every goddamn one of us. We can boycott anybody we want. We can boycott any, especially a foreign frickin' nation. This is the power that those goddamn Zionists have in your government. This is the depth of the infiltration. You are a proxy of a little piss ant hole, a piss hole over there in the goddamn Middle East. Civil liberties defenders are calling the measure a violation of the Constitution. You really think so? It's not so much the Constitution, but that Bill of Rights. To tell an American, I mean, I would like to see, my dad, my grandfathers are rolling over in their grave. That you can tell an American that he cannot boycott a goddamn kike over in Israel because the government says so? This is a government of for and by the people, of the international corporate mafia and over the people. I'll tell you what, I boycott them son of a bitches, and I'll put a big sign out in my yard saying I'm doing it. If you want this to be the issue, let's do it. How dare they? The Electronic Intifada, God damn, that's hard to say, has found that several major cities in Texas are also requiring similar verification from people who want to do business with them. So you're not going to do business in this country if you do not suck up to the ass of Israel. You know, this site, this broadcast you're listening to, our site rerun, man, we are constantly, I mean, they've got a stranglehold on us trying to snuff us out. You will not speak against your Jewish masters over in Tel Aviv. Well, this American will. I will do it if I have to go shout it in the fucking street. And you want to come and take issue with it? Let's do it. I'm past ready. An official form for residents of Dickerson, that's where Ed Kornke used to live, to apply for city aid to rebuild hurricane-damaged homes and businesses requires certification that you are sucking Israel's ass, that Netanyahu is your king. You have to bow down and tell him that you accept the rule of Israel over your sovereign self. This, the money they take from you at gunpoint at the bidding of these kikes over in Israel. Now they're going to use that and say, well, you know, this wealth that belongs to your people, you can have it, but Israel is king. You got that? Israel is your sovereign. You may not speak against your sovereign. And business requires certification that the applicant does not boycott Israel and will not boycott Israel during the term of this agreement. You cannot use the wealth of our country to coerce us to suck the ass of the Israelis. And man, yeah, you're throwing fuel on the fire, you dumb fucks. The Houston suburb of about 20,000 residents was one of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Harvey. 90% of the town was flooded. And local authorities say that 7,000 homes and almost 100 businesses were seriously damaged. The First Amendment protects Americans. No, the First Amendment is the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is absolute law that separates us from any goddamn government telling us who we will buy or sell with, especially a foreign king that they bow before. Protects Americans' right to boycott. No, we protect it, and our rifles will protect it. You will see. You kike son of a bitches will not come in here and run roughshod over our people. We're not France. And the government cannot condition hurricane relief or any other public benefit on a commitment to refrain from protected political expression. Andre Segura, Texas legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union, said, and you know what, F the American Civil Liberties Union, too. They don't got no business in our world either. They need their goddamn corporate ashes shot out of here like everybody else. You ain't going to do it because we're not going to let you. How about that? The people are not going to. I'm not going to let you. Sons of bitches, fuck Israel. Every goddamn one of them. Dickerson's requirement is an egregious violation of the First Amendment. No, the First Amendment is the Bill of Rights. It's broken into articles and can never be touched. And if they try it, it is our duty as patriotic Americans to put their asses in the ground, period. And the government doesn't enforce it. We do. They do not examine it. They do not regulate it. They do not define it. We do. And the government cannot condition hurricane relief on any or any other public benefit on commitment to refrain from protected political expression. It's not political expression. It's called FU. Get out of our world before we blast your asses out of our world, you freaks. You sick son of a bitches. We're not the European people. You're going to find that out. We will stand and die individuals. Every goddamn house you go to, you will have to kill everybody in it, you sons of bitches, and we're going to be trying to kill you right back. Make no mistake. You are not going to come in and dictate to us from a foreign king that you have fallen into the service of. You are guilty of treason for even speaking this shit to us, just like talking about our guns. For even saying this, you bought yourself a rope, you sons of bitches. Dickerson's requirement is an egregious violation of the First Amendment, reminiscent of McCarthy-era loyalty oaths requiring Americans to disavow membership in the Communist Party. Now, see how they try to play these two things together? Now, the Communist Party, and making a party in this country like a part of our civil discourse. You son of a bitch and you communists, you bought yourself a rope, too. Don't play these word games with us. I, as an individual, will show in a court of law how communism infringes upon my rights, how it is a harm to my person in its enactment. And I will show that you have tried to infiltrate and overturn the law of my country, and I will have your communist ass hung. So go ahead and sign up. You be a member of that communist party because we got a list too. Every communist, you're going to fucking hang or you're going to get a bullet, one of the two. You punk bitch bastards. And other forms of subversive activity. The ACC, what they're talking about here, no, the government doesn't deal with these communists. We will deal with these communists as individuals because they are threatening our individual freedom with their goddamn collectivism, which is repugnant to and the very opposite thereof. The two cannot exist simultaneously in the same realm. One must destroy the other, and your communism is going, buddy. The ACLU, a running violation of the Bill of Rights in its essence of existence. It cannot operate in the common law. It can only operate in the admiralty, which does not have intercourse with the people. You are separate from us, and we're going to show you how separate you are. Now, when we cut you off, it's going to be with a dull axe, and you're going to feel it. Said the measure appeared to be an effort to enforce a recently passed Texas law that requires all state contractors to certify that they are not participating in boycotts of Israel. You think about a foreign king having this kind of sway. They're not supposed to have any sway in the first place in your government. But in the second place, in your private fucking lives where even your government can't come into. The arrogance of these sons of bitches, they need to, every fucking one of them have to die. Period. How dare they? When signing the law, Governor Greg Abbott declared, this is Greg Abbott, you hang, Abbott, you son of a bitch, and you treasonous foreign king worshiping son of a bitch, you hang, you're serving a foreign king against the will of the people. You cannot go against any one individual in this country for any foreign king, you son of a bitch. Abbott declared, anti-Israel policies are anti-Texas policies. Well, if you people at Texas take this shit from some charlatan piece of shit like Greg Abbott, I guess you are a pack of pussies. Anti-Texas policies, and we will not tolerate such actions against Israel, against Netanyahu. You will not do this, American, because you are not sovereign. You are not. You are a goddamn subject of this king over here known as the United States government, and we will tell you what you will fucking do every day. Major cities require no boycott pledge. I don't give a shit. I'm telling you, Abbott bought himself a rope. This is goddamn high treason, people. It's written right in the Constitution. You will not serve a foreign king in our government, you sons of bitches. And this is blatant on its face. Here it is again, just like we were talking yesterday, right here in your goddamn face. There ain't nothing sneaking about this. An examination of the website of about a dozen other hurricane-affected Houston-area municipalities did not turn up a similar measures to Dickerson's. But guidelines issued in September by the city of Galveston for contractors wanting to bid for neighborhood projects contain an Israel anti-boycott. This is foreign government in your fucking face, people. It's bad enough that these son of a bitches are here. Now it's just Israel right up in your... We will bitch slap you. We will curb stomp you. The Galveston police also issued a tender for uniforms that requires bidders to verify they don't boycott Israel. The cities of Austin and, who controls your government? Is that government there for you and me, or is it there for them fucking kikes over there in Tel Aviv? Who's it for? Whose government is it? Requires bidders to verify they don't boycott the our masters in Israel. The cities of Austin and San Antonio have adopted similar provisions. Texas is one of 21 states to adopt measures ostracizing or attempting to restrict the boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement for Palestinian rights. And it just ain't Palestinian rights. Yeah, you need to get the hell out of my. You have infiltrated my government. You are foreign infiltrators. You are an invasion force. You need to be shot out of this fucking country now. This month, the ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of a teacher in Kansas who is being required to repudiate boycotts of Israel as a condition of taking on a state contract as a trainer. This is your government siding with a foreign country against you. You understand that? You understand the implications. Free speech hypocrisy amid a national fervor, no shit, of the claimed right of Nazis and white supremacists like Richard Spencer to speak on college campuses, establishment media and politicians seldom criticize the growing censorship around Israel. And it's because this is all sponsored, that bullshit with Spencer. It's all, see, they hate our fucking guts, people. You got to know it. We aren't under their control. 75% of us are out of control. They cannot control us. And so this is why this white Nazi, Black Lives Matter and the Nazi supremacists and all this shit, get in your side gun. Let's get ready to shoot each other for these bastards who think they can tell us what we can think and what we can do from another country. But journalist Glenn Greenwood commented that the move by Dickerson again demonstrates that the greatest and most frequent threat to free speech in the West is the attempt to criminalize and outlaw activism against Israel. This is a foreign country, a foreign king. Their whole fucking population doesn't make one of our states, but these fuckers are running our country, running this government they own. And if they own this government, that means we owe them the rope. Because they have betrayed us 110%. They are criminals, traitors. Drawing a contrast with the panic over often dubious claims of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election, journalist Max Blumenthal, OI, quipped that the Texas municipalities tying of aid to a recipient's views of Israel amounts to a kind of foreign meddling our elites tolerate. Do you hear what I just read you? A foreign meddling our elites. The elite state, the rest of us don't have no goddamn say in this country. We're their boys and their girls. We do what they're our custodians. They are our sovereigns, and we are just goddamn subjects beneath them. Our elites tolerate it. So a handful of these son of a bitches are going to tell the rest of us, you're going to suck Israel's ass because we tell you to. You think so, son of a bitch? I will die, and I won't die easy. I will die fighting you, you sons of bitches. You try it. Certainly, the U.S. Congress currently, listen to this shit, people. Currently, the U.S. Congress is considering the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which could impose prisons. Here's this French shit. Prison and heavy fines on companies or their personnel accused of abiding by boycotts of Israel called for by international organizations. See, they won't go as far to say individuals here. But this is opening the door to come out. I tell you what, I'll put up goddamn signs all over my yard to fuck Israel, I'll say. They're a bunch of fucking thieving goddamn parasitic evil scumbags. And I'll say it all day long, and there's only one way you're going to stop me. You want to die for Israel? Here's the place to come and do it. You dirty sons of bitches. The Israel Anti-Boycott Act has 266 sponsors of the elite. You see, here's your elite. Here's the aristocracy of this goddamn country that has been screwing all of us since the goddamn inception of this country, since they hijacked our uprising back in 1775. 266 sponsors. We should have every name of them because every one of them has got a rope. They are serving a foreign king right in front of our faces now, people. Sponsors in the House and 50 in the Senate. AIPAC priority. Over the summer, the ACLU wrote to senators condemning the bill for violating constitutional free speech rights. No, you do not do this. This is goddamn treason. This is goddamn open in your face treason. You do not defend a foreign king over your own people, you sons of bitches. You think we can't understand this much?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, did old treasonous Alex Jones, did he report on that?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, Dion. I'd like to hear his spill on this, if he backs it. Dion, you going to quit talking bad about them Israelis, buddy?
Not me, not I. No, I'm going to talk about those Zionist consortium bastards, man. I mean, I hate them. I hate them, man.
Damn,
I mean, they cause so much of the misery in the world, man. They really do.
And now they think they're going to come to our country and tell us we can't even criticize them. You'll buy what we tell you to buy. You're buying some fucking leads, what they're going to buy.
Yeah, I got mine locked, and loaded and ready to go. And I mean
Amen,
it, man.
Brother. Amen. Due to sustained pressure from legal groups and activists, a handful of U.S. lawmakers have pulled their support for the bill. I don't care if you ever supported it. If we find that you ever supported, you even talked about this goddamn treason, your ass is hanging. This shit's going to break loose. And I'm telling you, man, it used to be, you know, we got to give trials. And no, these son of a bitches, they need to be destroyed to a man, every one of them. In August, 100 civil and human rights organizations endorsed a statement urging lawmakers to reject the bill out. The fact that you even brought this up bought you a rope. That is high treason. Serving a foreign king, I promise you, equates to high treason. And this is serving a foreign king, you sons of bitches. The powerful Israel lobby AIPAC has made passing the bill one of its top legends. These goddamn foreign, unregistered foreign agents in our country, and these son of a bitches are cowing out. All of them. I'm telling you, we need to get that goddamn hemp rope out and wear a hole in it. We got about a minute to go. Our next article is, Dems want full-blown regulation of all political content on the internet. You think so, communists? I want you to try it. I just want you to do all this shit like I just read. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to write it down on that piece of paper. You need to put a big old bold signature on it and then stamp that son of a bitch. And then you need to come out and do it. You need to enforce it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, fuck Israel. That'll be my attitude to my death. And you're going to have to face me. You sons of bitches, I'm not going to kowtow down to you. And you're not going to cut my political speech either. Dems want full-blown regulation of all political content on the internet. I'm sure they do. I'm sure. You want my gun. You want my goddamn freedom. You want to take me over to a ditch and put a bullet in my head. I know what you want, you cowardly, spineless pieces of fucking garbage. Come give her a go. What the hell? You know, we're getting so bored of listening to you run your freaking little mouths, your punk little mouths. You need to step up and start doing some of this shit, or we're just going to start just brushing you off as the nothing you are. And that's really the way it is, isn't it? And only trying to intimidate Americans who read alternative media from the Daily Show. You ain't intimidating me. You don't intimidate me one goddamn bit. And you file it. We're going to this. I don't want to jump ahead in here, but because we're down at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew. And in every few that I few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USD food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Frangiliumshire, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through SafersRebellion.com.
The creator.
fun.
I thought I know myself.
I'm told
faithful once he commits their praise.
One more.
That intellect is the building phase. There's one that he didn't show. It's all despair. They don't come for my gun.
And I won't say it.
Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip speed. My right from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's free. Made that promise from the Constitution and what it is. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkids did. If I don't have tomorrow, I know to find my brown in his face. Don't come, my gun is the thing that I hate all my life. There's one thing that he do show.
Dumb down our kids. MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Say good. You're right.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. That was Thurman Osley, which don't come from my gun, but it's way beyond that. It's way beyond that, people. yet another example. We're talking about Dems don't want full-blown Dems want full-blown regulation. Dems, you see, there's a bunch of little pencil-neck little pricks who think they can write something down on a piece of paper and then they can take your the wealth they've stolen from you and hire jackbooted thugs to come in and force it upon you. I tell you what, you pencil, you fairy fuckers, you're gonna have to fight some people. And it's not going to be your proxies. We will mow right through those your proxies, and we're coming for you, you little son of a bitch. And you're going to hang. You're going to march up those 13 steps, and you're going to stand over that trap door. We're going to slip that noose down around your neck. You don't get no blindfold. And there's going to be a 20 by 40 foot mirror standing in front of you. And we're going to staple your fucking eyelids right to your forehead. And you're going to want, when your treason sass drops through that goddamn chute, you're going to be looking at it. You're going to want the shit run down your own legs, and that's going to be your last vision in this world. Yet another stunning example of the left openly floating the idea of using government to stifle free speech, and it ain't the left. There's no left, there is no right, there is just law, or there isn't, and right now there isn't, and there needs to be. Stifle free speech on the internet. The former Democratic chair of the FEC has written a piece that essentially calls for the regulation of all political content. Who is this son of a bitch? Where does he live? That's what we need to know. Who is this son of a bitch who thinks he can take our first article right away from us? Who is this son of a bitch? Where does he live? Until we start getting a little bit more aggressive, people, they're just going to keep this shit up, I think. Democratic FEC has written a piece that essentially calls for the regulation. I'm a little pencil net prick that couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. I'm going to tell America, you Americans out there, you American men out there, you American men who I say have no balls, I'm going to tell you what you're going to look at, what you're going to listen to, and what you're going to say, and you're going to do it because I'm a pencil neck little prick with a pen. All content on the internet, while threatening the American people with lawsuits if they fail to comply, give the lawsuit. You can play your goddamn game. Sooner or later, you got to come and actually face the man. You can play pencil all frickin' day long. We're going to stuff you down your fucking coat rack, pencil head. Ann Ravel, who led the FEC. Oh, here she is, Ann Ravel, some communist whore, bitch, slut, slimy piece of shit. Ann Ravel, who led the FEC under the Obama administration and now is a lecturer at Berkeley, co-authored the piece with Abby K. Wood, a professor at the University of California down there in Commieville. You be goddamn Californians, you're looking pretty fucking weak to me. And a student at USC, Gold School of Law, Irene Dykin. Boy, that fits her. The shocking proposal by the trio uses the purposefully undefined term disinformation. We're just going to say these words and shit and write it down on a piece of paper and come and run roughshod over the American people as the reasoning behind what would be an unprecedented crackdown on free speech by both the government and media platforms across the web. You sons of bitches, I see you every day. You think you've got what it takes to shut me up? You think you've got what it takes to enslave me? I say you're nothing. I mean, I've seen what you've got. You've got nothing. In the proposal, government regulators would target Americans who shared stories that were deemed fake. Now, see, we've already told them F off. Everything they're doing now, it's just go ahead, F off, punk. Get this shit written down and get your asses out here and get to enforcing it. Even going as far as to threaten them with liable suits if they shared the disputed content after a warning from the acceptable speech overseers from the Ministry of Truth. I mean, every one of you, you know what, people, you just don't look at it right. Every one of these commie little pricks, they live somewhere. They live somewhere. The entire proposal is a must read, but some of the more shocking segments include, take note that this is indeed a direct threat to sue Americans who share content on the establishment. Sue me. I'm going to share every goddamn story that comes to me. I'm sharing anything I want to. I'm letting you know right now. With premeditation, I'm doing it. Come sue me. I want you to. content after a warning from the acceptable speech overseers. The entire proposal is a must-read, but we did that. Sorry about that. Educate social media users. Social media users can unintentionally spread difference. I'm doing it. I'm going to spread what you're calling disinformation, and I call the truth. I'm going to spread it like wildfire. I'm going to work overtime, harder than I've ever worked, to spread every goddamn page of it I can. I'm letting you know right ahead of time, so you need to get your ass in gear and get to doing something about it. When they interact with it in their news feeds, depending on the security settings, their entire online social network can see items that they interact with by liking or commenting. Even if they are expressing their opposition to the content, social media, look at the, you see, you ever look at these people? I mean, sit back, turn the goddamn TV down, but look at them. These are the people who think they can fucking push you around and tell you what to do. They think about meeting them in an alley somewhere. And see, then think about that son of a bitch coming up and whooping your ass. Really? They're nothing. They are goddamn cowardly little spineless pukes. And it's time to shut them down. Opposition to the content. Social media users could not interact with disinformation in their feeds at all, aside from flagging it for review for third party. Yeah, be a good communist. If you're a good communist and you flag it, that it doesn't go along with the mainstream propaganda. And you know they passed. You know they had a law in place where the mainstream couldn't lie to you. It was against the law, and they had that removed. So now what they're saying here is they're going to put up their lie. And anything that disputes their lie is called disinformation. And you'd be sued and liable and stuff. Just come do it. God damn, I mean, I've never seen such a windy lot in my whole life as the communists. Let's see. Social media users should not interact with disinformation in their feeds at all, aside from flagging it for review by third-party fact-checkers. They live somewhere too, people. That's how we got to start looking at this. Where do these son of a bitches live? Because, you know, screw waiting around for their hired mercenaries, hired with your money to take away your Bill of Rights. Go right for their goddamn throats. Government should require platforms to regularly remind social media users about not interacting with disinformation. And we'll tell you what's true and what's not true. And that's the way you will think. You understand? This is called thought control. Similarly, after a social media user clicks share on a disputed item, if the platforms do not remove them and only label them as disputed, government can't do shit. This is an illegitimate occupation. You're just getting ready to get your asses shot out of here. That's all there is to it. Government can require that the user, you can't require shit from an American national. We require that you stick a pistol in your mouth and blow your fucking brains out because you're our lackeys. We're not yours. Government can require that users be reminded of the definition of liable against a public figure. Man, you ever heard of the People versus Larry Flint? I think he had Swaggart, one of them preachers doing it with a sheep. And one of his things, they took it clear to the Supreme Court. And you know what? He could do it. We can say any goddamn thing we want. You show a goddamn injury or you've got nothing. And if you're a public figure, you're out there for the lambasting. How about that? Government can require that the user be reminded of the definition of liable against public figure. Liable of public figures requires, see, that they're getting called out. That's what it is here, people. Everybody's calling them like that shit dog piece of trash Trump and the shit dog piece of trash Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, all of these bastards. We're going to make a law, you know, just like the law that says you can't do anything against this. No, we're going to make a law that says you can't say anything. You can't tell that we're low-life scum-sucking pedophiles. You can't say that. You just can't do it. We'll make a law. That'll stop you. You want to bet? It's like those gun laws in Connecticut and New York. You're going to have to enforce them, punk. And you need to step up and start doing it because we're laughing at your goofy ass. Requires actual malice, defined as knowledge of falsity or reckless disregard for the truth. Man, it just comes out of their mouths. Hey, let's talk about Las Vegas for a blatant disregard for the truth. What really happened in Las Vegas? See what they're doing here, people? They're trying to, if you went up and started talking about Las Vegas, well, that ain't the official narrative. That's disinformation, and you're getting a suit. You think so? Well, give me a suit. I want one. I want to show you what I do with suits.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Does this sort of, you know, tickle your ears and ring your mind a little bit? Does this remind you of Soviet Russia? But, you know, if you say anything against the government, they'll take you out back and shoot you and throw you into a ditch, won't they?
Either you got shot, Dion, or they took you to a mental facility for re-education. And the next time
you took you to the gulags, you know, took you to a work camp, a gulag, you know.
You betcha, and the next time that the people that knew you seen you, you'd be, your eyes would be all blackened out. You'd be from your chemical lobotomy that they gave you. Yeah, this is absolutely what it is. This is communism 101. But,
exactly.
But what they got to understand is between the idea and the reality lies the shadow, and the shadow consists of 300 million armed Americans, and a lot of us like you and me aren't going to take this shit from these punks. We're not like we're not Russians, and we're not goddamn French. We're not nobody else but Americans. And I mean, you can play your games. You can take your tight camera shots of men walking around, not even men, these freaks walking around with their pants hanging down past their ass and all this goofy shit. That is not America. And our people out here know it's not America. This is just an adjutant right now. I mean, you're going to enforce this? No, you're not. You are not going to. You do this, and you, shit, this country will start burning. There is no two ways about it. You try this shit, and I think they already know it. But you know, they push it out there. And the bottom line here is, it's always been, you know, their agenda that this shit's going to be pushed on you. And when you go in there and you just start blowing the shit out of them, then you're going to find out, well, they're in part of the international community, and they're going to bring the international troops in to quell the uprising. And the United States will kill every goddamn one of them. We'll plant them like corn. They will nourish our free soil. When it's all over, they will be dead, and we will be here. That's just the way it is. Because
you know what, Henry, though? You know,
go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm so sick and tired of them, you know, just saying, well, we need some type of reform, or we need, you know, need to quell y'all guys' speech, or we need to take y'all guns. These people are just such punk SOBs, man. I mean, they won't do nothing, but they're like the kid, you know, back in school, you know, just run their mouth. And when you get tired of the kid running his mouth, and you get ready to go hit him, he go run off. Oh, he's trying to fight me. What you been running? Yeah. You've been running your cocksucker the whole time, but you want to come over now when I get tired of your mouth. Now all of a sudden, now you want to go, you know, tell someone. And that's what this is what these punks are about, really.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at them. I mean, any one of them. I mean, I do it all the time. I look at them, you know, especially like that Blumenthal the other day when you know up there with that mean look after that phony ass. Mossad CIA operation in Las Vegas, standing up there with that mean look. That punk was standing in front of my face. I'd hit him so fucking hard, his ancestors would get a knot on their head in their graves. He is a punk. He couldn't roll me over if I was dead. And he's going to get in my face and tell me he's going to take my gun. Well, get up and do it, boy. You know what I'm saying here? But, you know, they're not even talking about, I'm going to sign a piece of paper and hire a bunch of thugs and arm them with your money to come and enforce my will on you. You think so? If whoever wants to die for you, I mean, they need to get them uniforms on and they need to get to doing it. That's what I say. And you think I'm alone? You come and find out. That's all I can say. You need to really just get up and you need to do this thing because everybody's starting to look at you like the punk bitches you are. When you give a look like that, you know, you're standing behind a camera. It's like somebody, you know, is trying to get tough with you over a phone, you know. You come up to my face and do that and see what happens to your ass. I will stomp you into a mud hole and I will walk you dry. Similarly, after a social media user clicks share or on a disputed item, if the platform's do not remove them and only label them disputed. Government can require that the user be reminded, come require me to do something. Come, you can just require all over yourself, but then there has to come where you're forcing me to do something. And I don't think you're going to find that that's quite the same as bluffing, as the bluff you've been running for 100 fucking years in this country. You're running a bluff, and I'm calling it. Definition of liable against a public figure. Liable of public figures requires actual malice. We got that part. Ravel also makes clear that it isn't just about highly produced political ads. Rather, it includes free Photoshop memes that any average citizen could post. On top of that, to enforce this draconian, I'll learn how to Photoshop, and I will make Trump doing it with a sheep. if I want to. And there ain't a goddamn thing you're going to do about it unless you're ready to die to take my goddamn rights away from me. Because I'm ready to die to defend them. Liable for, okay, where were we? Okay. Highly produced political ads, okay. On top of that, to enforce this draconian government takeover, Governor, you ain't taking shit over. Got it? You ain't doing shit. Government takeover, these authoritarian liberals, and it ain't liberals. I mean, I love the way they'd like to play this back and forth. They all shit through the same hole, people. Make no mistake. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There's just a bunch of goddamn communists from different angles trying to vie for the control over the people and to take our property, period. And Trump is a goddamn as much a communist. He's a full-blown communist, just like Hillary Clinton. There's not a dime's worth of difference in him. And that includes sexually. Authoritarian liberals want to use the U.S. Treasury Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Now, I thought about this. You know, asset forfeiture, maybe? Maybe that's why old Trumpy and his boy Sessions is pushing the goddamn asset forfeiture. Is it going to be for all these liable suits where people telling the truth about these maggots? I tell you what, you got to come and take it. Somebody, some son of a bitch, it's like those statutes we talked about. In the end equation, some son of a bitch has to come and take the statue down. And he lives somewhere. And you can look at the 100,000 people in the immediate area who wanted to kill that son of a bitch and see where you're going to figure to start your investigation. And while you're investigating, well, you know what? You live somewhere. This is what it's got to come down to, people. This is where we're at. And when they can come up and put this shit in your face like this, I mean, they're just telling you, F, you have no Bill of Rights. You have no rights. You are a subject to us. You will do as you are told. And we tell you not to look at something, that means you don't look at it. We tell you not to talk about something, that means you do not talk about it. I'll tell you what, I'll talk about any goddamn thing I please. I will look at anything I please. I will show people anything I want to. And you're gonna, and then you ain't going to stop me with a fucking piece of paper and writing your name on it. I promise you that. MIMS are free to create. Unlike television and radio ads, some online ads are placed for free. Posting an ad to one's Facebook page or tweeting it into a politically active social network in hopes it goes viral costs nothing. Advertisers might pay a platform to promote the ad and place it in a certain user's news feeds. They might also buy likes, shares, and tweets. And retweets outside of the platform from troll farms and shock puppets, which are humans who create false profiles and boost content or form bot armies, which are machines mimicking human behavior to boost content. I know I see all this shit every day long. I don't really give a shit. You are not going to touch my rights to speak and think and just talk to people about whatever I please and boycott those tight bastards over in Israel. Finally, tracing the money involved in online political advertising is difficult, particularly when it comes from abroad. Our existing campaign finance enforcer, the Federal Election Commission, is not set up for complicated money tracing and data. The hell, they're the ones that fix the elections. I promise you that. And I'm saying it again. These are the ones that fix your elections. It is the Election Commission that fixes the elections in this country. I caught them doing it. Insert in current public interest in disinformation advertising should include an allocation of investigation and enforcement power to an agency of power. Hey, get your goddamn agency together and get them out here and get them started enforcing this shit. Come on. We're waiting. That is better equipped to conduct the kinds of investigations that can trace money spent online and sometimes across borders as well. What do you mean, like when Trump and company go over to Israel and get campaign contributions from the Israelis so they can come over here and be the Israeli proxy in this? I mean, not proxy, hell, they're goddamn, they're lapdogs. So that they can eat out the substance of the American nationals for the goddamn Israelis, for the Zionist Jew pricks that think that they're going to command this world. You got to get through the Americans first, you tight bastards, and it ain't going to be no cakewalk. In fact, you're going down hard. Anyways, independent capabilities necessary to enforce. Okay. The U.S. Treasury Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Ooh, a big old thing that's going to be turned against the American people now to shut down their first article rights. Really? You think so? Is an agency that has the expertise and capabilities necessary to enforce restrictions on disinformation advertising, though it cannot enforce it in this realm without congressional authorization to do so. Oh, all you traders get together. I'm sure this is just like Israel. This is trying to protect yourself from the people you are committing tyranny upon. And you just go ahead, man. You're digging your own hole. Do it. Needs to happen. Republican FEC Commissioner Lee Goodman immediately spoke out against the proposal, telling the Washington Examiner that Ann's proposal is full of blown regulations, full-blown regulations of all political content, even discussion of issues posted at any time for free or for fee on any online platform, from Facebook to the New York Times to From the Trenches. Come give it a go, you son of a bitches. You're going to find out there's some real men out there. There are some people who are going to fight your ass. You punk. I mean, that's what really boils my blood. It's like Dion was saying earlier, these little pukes. They would run. You smack them across the face, they'd lay there in their own piss, and they're up there going to do this to you. Are you really? You hire the thugs. We'll mow their asses down, and we're coming for you. And we're going to see how many times you piss and shit before you even get up there with that rope around your neck. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on Monday for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you stay tuned, because Spike Timmons is coming up with Hammering the New World Order right behind us here on PBFTT. And that is The Word from the Trenches.